Texte numéro 16. Britain to get first commercial refinery for extracting precious metals from e-waste. The UK is to get its first commercial refinery for extracting precious metals from electronic waste, which will also be the world's first to use bacteria rather than cyanide-based processes. A New Zealand startup, Mint Innovation, plans to open the facility in the north of England after delays caused by the COVID-19 crisis. A UN report last month found at least $10 billion of gold, platinum and other precious metals were dumped every year in a growing mountain of e-waste. When the Commons Environmental Audit Committee launched its inquiry into e-waste and the circular economy last year, its then chair criticised the UK's unsustainable approach to e-waste and called for radical action. The UK produced more e-waste than the EU average and was one of the worst offenders for exporting e-waste to developing countries ill-equipped to dispose of it in a socially and environmentally responsible way. Recyclers in the UK have to send printed circuit boards to mainland Europe to have the precious metals they contain extracted. After Brexit, the costs of doing this are expected to rise. Rhys Charles, a researcher at Swansea University's College of Engineering, said, "If we have to pay import and export duties to access processes, it could be detrimental to recycling at a time when it is becoming more strategically important to build our own circular economy." Ollie Crush, the company's chief scientific officer, says the key features of its refineries is that they are low-cost, green, and local to where the waste is being created. The plants are very agricultural, more like a small micro-brewery. "We offer the same yield as the big smelters, the same level of service and quicker," he said. "But unlike the smelters, we do not use cyanide, and we use less energy, less CO2, less water, less waste. A refinery can be popped into any nation, region or city." The new refinery will initially be able to process 20 tonnes of e-waste per day. Jason Love, a professor at Edinburgh University, says technical challenges need to be addressed if the mining of precious metals from electronic waste is to be truly sustainable and environmentally neutral. He said, "What this company is doing seems very nice, but I don't think it's groundbreaking. The real sticking point is how do you dissolve the metals? The company's selling point is its use of microbes, but that is only one aspect of its process. It is using acids too." The company says it does not use cyanide, but common weak acids and a bit of tricky chemistry. "From the start, it has been our intention to recycle as much of the chemicals we use as possible." Adapted from The Guardian, August 2020.